N6 CLX mobile monitoring.
Standing still.
So what are you doing, John?
It's possible. It's hot out there.
Well, okay. Well, I guess your definition of hot and my definition of hot is not the same. Oh, me. Gosh, when I used to work on cars, 95 degrees in the shop. People say, is your shop air conditioned? I said, yeah, it cooled down to 95 yesterday.
Actually, I took the dog out for a little while and then took her back in the shady part of the yard. And in the shade, it's not too bad, but man, that sound will rip your hide off.
Well, I tell you, if I get on a tennis court and it's like, you know, 90, 95 degrees and high humidity, I probably wouldn't last 20 minutes. There was a day when I could, but not anymore.
It's one of the joys of getting old, but yeah, my temperature sensors are so screwed up from being bounced around the world that, yeah, I'm like a lizard. Sometimes I have to sit in the sun to warm up. When it's cold, I can't move, and then it gets too hot, and I've got to, you know, get out of it, and, so, I hear you.
Yeah, sometimes my wife, she likes it very cold in the house, and, of course, she's not there during the day, but, I turn the air up a little bit, but sometimes I just go outside, and, of course, we just had a deck built and been enjoying that. And, but anyway, we just get out there and it feels good. Just recline in one of the chairs and, in the shade there, and it's, not too hot, a little breeze blowing. Feels good.
Likes it a little bit cooler than I normally do, too, so I'm always complaining she's got it too cold in the house. And then I'll come downstairs, and down here in the basement, it's even colder. It'll be, you know, 80 degrees outside, and I'll be sitting down here with my little space heater going. Stay warm or wearing a hoodie or something. She comes down and says, how do you stand that? And I said, well, that's just the I am.
Yeah. Today, this morning, one of the guys needed to talk to me, and was working on the deck. They finished it this morning, and I walked out there, and I had this real thick, what do you call those things? Anyway, jacket type thing on, and I bet he thought I was crazy. I said, my wife likes it so cold in the house. I said, I have to wear a coat. Oh, man. I really felt stupid standing out there with the jacket on in the hot sun.
Yeah, I keep a sweatshirt down here for when it gets, you know, really cold, but. And usually right after I get up, you know, it's got to be fairly cool for me to get to sleep. But then I wake up in the morning and it's like freezing. And, takes me a while to get going. Like I said, I'm kind of like a lizard. I have to crawl out on a rock somewhere and warm up before I can move.
I like to sleep cold, but when I wake up, I want to be warm when I get out of bed.
So you heading to tennis, or are you heading away from tennis?
Neither one.
Well, that's a shocker. So where are you headed?
Daughter's house. wife and I are going to meet over there, I don't know what we're going to do. We might order some takeout or something and eat supper over there with them.
Scratchy spot right now. I didn't quite catch all of that. Going over there for what?
My daughter's house. See the grandchildren. Maybe order some takeout or something.
Do that. Well, you have a pleasant evening there. Visiting with the grandchildren is never a bad thing. Depending on what North Carolina schools do, we may have my granddaughter back down here again.
I don't know what they're going to do about that. That's going to be interesting. Interesting to see. They're talking about alternating days and for different groups and, I don't know. I don't know if it makes any sense, but I don't have to make that decision.
It's going to be interesting because you want to protect the kids and you want to protect the teachers. By the same token, there's a fair number of parents out there that either have to go to work and therefore have child care issues or don't have the ability to do online. And, it's going to get, it's going to be unique. I'm glad I don't have to mess with that anymore.
Brother, daughter, let me see if I got the repeater here. Mother's daughter, Bill, and she was teaching our 7-year-old grandson at home, and of course they were doing a lot of that online stuff, and it was interesting.
I worked with my granddaughter through this last mess. She came down here and stayed with us and made it a little easier on mom and dad because they've got two and both of them require relatively close supervision and attention, and it just made it a little bit easier on them. They only have to deal with one, this fall is going to be interesting, to say the least.
I apologize. I'm kind of in a noisy area. When you turn off of Wade Hampton and get on 291, and I'm headed south, and there's an area right there around Bob Jones, and that's real pretty noisy.
Do that. Well, having been on Wade Hampton more than once, I'll let you go and pay attention to the crazy people, and we'll talk at you later.
Stay warm in the basement. One thing about basements, they're always cool. And that's one thing I've always wanted within a house that I've never had. The one thing, I guess. Well, that and lift for my car, but I'm dreaming on that one for sure.
A garage like Jiffy Lube's got with a underneath section so you can just drive over an open pit and then walk down the stairs and work on your car from under there.
Is that, I didn't mind pounding up through all that concrete, but anyway. All right, well, I will talk to you later, John. You have a good afternoon, and we will talk to you later. I'll say 73 is KB4. Stick around for your final KB4 CBA.
That. You have a good evening. 73 is to you. Say hi to the family. KM4RJN. I am clear.